You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill, as we look ahead to Monday's action on this edition of the podcast. We hope you can join us on Racing Radio on Monday afternoon. We're live at 1:45 p.m. in the company of Mark Walton, John O'Connell and John Babb. On Monday, we've got Aaron Cartmell in the afternoon, then into the evening racing at Windsor, Beverley, and there's an Irish card at Ballinrode. That's all to come on Racing Radio on Monday. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on today's edition of the podcast, it's a very warm welcome to His Lordship, John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Sam. And excellent. I could do with the odd nap winner, but otherwise all right.
You could always do with the odd nap winner, I find, John.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. Yeah, I keep getting seconds, knocking at the door. Guitar Pete, I thought, was going to win yesterday.
Yes.
But was out, sprinted over the last sort of 100 yards by yet another Dan Skelton and Harry Skelton whizzer.
Indeed. Hopefully the look will change. Let's take a little look back to some of Saturday's action. May as well start at Market Racing, John. This is a card that the Skeltons absolutely plundered last year, winning both of the big two races. Didn't have it all their own way this year, though, and I thought John Constable was a nice winner of the listed summer handicap hurdle, and after his victory in the Swinton as well, John, this is a horse that's really making hay while the sun shines and is having a fantastic summer for Connections.
Yes, it was a good win for punters, I thought, John Constable. He deserved to win, as you say. Been very consistent and excellent win in the Swinton, which is actually working out quite well, the Swinton hurdle, as far as form is concerned. Doesn't always do so, but is this time round Evan Williams at this meeting, you know, Sam. He constantly has winners. It's either the summer plate or this valley. Valuable summer hurdle, and this time it was the valuable summer hurdle. I'm a very superstitious man, and having napped Guitar Pete, I was just slightly worried to see Davy Russell riding such a good race to win this valuable prize. I thought, will he get two? But it's good to see Davy Russell riding in this country. You know, he really is a top-class jockey. He has his horses in the right place at the right time, and my goodness, he's got a strong finish. Too. So, an excellent win by John Constable.
Definitely so. And we had good racing on the level as well over at Newbury, with Bengali Boys winning the feature race of the day there, the Super Sprint Stakes for Richard Fahey and Barry McHugh. And to be honest, John, absolutely decimated the field. To win by 6 lengths in a 5-furlong sprint, in a competitive 5-furlong sprint, takes some doing.
It does take some doing, you know. But I looked in the morning and thought, now, rather like Jack Berry in the handicapped sprints of the past, and also the late David Nicholls, same way, often have crowded entries in these big races. In the Super Sprint, of course, it's always been the Hannons who have had a fleet of runners. But Richard Fahey had lots of runners in the race last year. And I thought to myself, if you were really clever, Button, you would back all the Fahey horses here, except the favourite. I never think the favourites go very well in this race.
Right.
And a good win, wasn't it, Bengali Boys? And a tremendous a number of the Bengali Boys owners present.
Yes.
And it was a good price, a really worthy winner, and tremendous for Barry McHugh.
I was just about to say that, John, yeah.
I may be slightly wrong, Sam, but I get the impression that over the years, the Newbury Super Sprint has not necessarily gone to the really top-name jocks, that there have been quite a number of sort of similar Barry McHughs in the past, but he's a really good horseman, Barry McHugh. He always has been, and it's great to see him, A, getting a number of good rides for Richard Fahey, and two, winning this really big prize, and should do tremendous things for his confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, John, a very accomplished pilot. And the same can be said for quite a few jockeys, just isn't getting the opportunities or as much as he would like at the moment.
Absolutely right, Sam. You know, we have such a lot of really good, what many people think unfashionable or second division jockeys. They are actually extremely competent performers, and it's great to see Barry, for one, here getting a big prize and a reward for what's a great deal of hard work. I thought the ground was pretty dreadful at Newbury, incidentally, and talking about jockeys, it was great to see Frankie Dettori riding the winner of the Hackwood Stakes,
yes,
on only his second ride back. Magical memory, Charlie Hills, a confident ride, had the horse in a beautiful position, and really won conclusively in ground that had been thought might not be suitable for Magical Memory, but cast it aside and won well. Not perhaps the top grade sprinters, but my goodness, he grinds Magical Memory. Mm. And if it gets soft, for example, for the Haydock Sprint Cup, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him go a little bit better than last year.
Yeah, indeed. I've just got a list up of the recent jockeys who won the Super Sprint, John. Luke Morris last year, Tony Hamilton the year before, Darren Fentiman, Jimmy Fortune, Richie Mullen. A couple of times it's gone to Richard Hughes. Paul Hannigan's won it before, but there are some.
Yes, the recent ones. It's good to see Tony Hamilton, obviously, having a big interest. Luke Morris, well, okay, all weather, a grand jockey.
Doesn't get that many opportunities on the turf.
No. And Jimmy Fortune, of course, sadly injured for much of the last two seasons. Richard Mullen, did you say?
Yeah, Richie Mullen, back in 2010.
And Duran Fentiman,
yes,
who, of course, you know, is very, very much not quite in the shadows, but he's having to work very hard for winners.
Yeah. Indeed. Anything else that particularly caught your eye, John, on Saturday?
Well, I do think we ought to mention the big chase at Market Drazen.
Yes.
It was a very good win by Alcala. Paul Nichols has not got a tremendous strike rate in the race. And I thought there were two things about that. First of all, Sam Twiston Davis rode an absolutely smashing race on Alcala. There's no question about that. And secondly, a star of the future, the junior Bowen. I think I've got to point out that Master J. Byrne, aged only just 16, is going to follow Sean, and he gave Wadswick Court every possible assistance from a saddle, just run out of it in the end by a decent horse and a really top-class jockey. But more to come from that young man.
Definitely, yeah. I think Sean Bowen was quoted a few weeks ago, John, as saying that James is already a better pilot than he is. So a ringing endorsement there from Brother Sean.
Absolutely. And we've certainly got to watch.
We'll mention the King George very quickly, John, because this is shaping up as though it could be quite a smashing renewal of the King George coming up next week, providing some of these star names stand their ground. Highland Reel, the 11-8 favourite. Ulysses is 5-1. Idaho Sixes with Jack Hobbs. 10-1 for Frontiersman. 12's Hawk Bill. Cliffs and Moa is 14-1. And it's 16's Bar. And I mentioned this race a week before it, John, because you've got a bit of a fancy in it.
Well, I do think 16-1 Permian is really quite a decent bet. I think Permian has done everything that a really sort of top-class horse, or just on the verge of top-class anyhow, can be expected to do. I fancied him for the Derby. Mark Johnston fancied him from the Derby. Oddly enough, that was the one race where he didn't shine. He had, of course, done so at York before that, and then really came good at Royal Ascot, and that was a tremendous win, and since then has run extremely well in France. And I think back here at Ascot at 16-1, I'm not going to say he's going to win, because I do think the favourite's a tremendous horse, but I think Permian has got a really good each way chance at that level.
Yeah, definitely so, and it's been a real revival, well, not a revival, but a real step up in fortunes for Permian, who was, of course, not that long ago, John, beaten in a handicap at Bath.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, a real exposed run-of-the-mill handicapper,
yes,
you might say. And people thought that the win at York was a fluke, but
yes,
it wasn't. And he's proved himself to be, you know, really tough.
Mm.
And Johnston horses running at Ascot and at Goodwood coming up now, you know, both over the fortnight, they're in tremendous form for those two venues.
Indeed, Permian at 16-1 then for the King George coming up next week. Let's look ahead to matters closer at hand then, John, and go on to some of Monday's racing. We've got four races picked out to assess on Monday as ever. And we begin at Cartmel with a beginner's chase. The 3:55 coming up at Cartmel is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and five furlongs. Got a field of eight runners lining up for this. Hopefully the dead eight stand their ground. And there's one or two, John, coming into this pretty late in the day for chasing. Quite a few older horses in here.
Well, that is true. And one of the ones I fancy quite significantly is Smart Ruler, who comes into that category very much so. But sort of going down from the top, Sam, we've got Bedford Forest running in this particular contest. And this horse is coming from the Hunter Chase and point-to-point field, ran extremely well at Cartmel last time out. Was second in quite a decent course and distance race and could go well. But I just wondered whether he'd be able to do it again. Then we have 20,000 guinea purchase by Barry Murtagh, Clondor Banker. Barry doesn't normally go to that sort of price to buy horses, but Clondor Banker, he obviously had an eye on, had pretty reasonable form with Nicky Henderson, ran well at Kempton on several occasions, and over hurdles was, you know, quite useful. Didn't do much first time out of Perth, though, for the Murtagh stable. Could perhaps go quite well. Then we have Smart Ruler, who is Jimmy Moffitt, who's almost invincible at his local track, but comes very late, as you pointed out, to chasing. Was third behind Bedford Forest at Cartmel last time out. Ran in snatches on that occasion. If the ground were to dry up, I thought Smart Ruler had a chance. But the most valuable and certainly the most potentially excellent horse running here in this race is the Bowen individual, Flying Eagle. Now, Flying Eagle was ridden by young master Jimmy Bowen in a whole series of point-to-points and won them all in tremendous style and made his debut under rules, under professional rules at Market Raisin last time out. It was quite a decent handicapper. I went for Brave Spartacus in the race myself, and he was just beaten as usual, but he ran awfully well to finish second. Flying Eagle was made favourite, but made the most terrible error over the first fence. Had been a little bit slow out of the starting, not stalls, but out of the start, and was right behind for a long way. Made another mistake, I think, at an open ditch down the far side on the last circuit, and looked as though it had no chance whatsoever. But my goodness, he ran on really well in the closing stages. This time for Sean Bowen, first time out under regulation fences or over regulation fences, and although he failed to win, was staying on strongly behind. Now, I think he is a really good horse, and I expect him to win this race at Cartmel.
Okay, Flying Eagle gets the nod then in the beginner's chase at Cartmel. We go flat racing now and on to air for the 4:40. This is a handicap coming up over a mile and a quarter with a field of 10 down to fight this one out. And the betting's probably going to be headed by the Michael Dodds three-year-old here, John Barwell, who arrives chasing a hat-trick.
Yeah, and has had a nice rest too, Barwell. He's been absent now for just about a month, I think. Won twice. He won at Ripon first time out, and then was a really good winner at Haydock last time out. Interesting, Barwell, particularly because he was almost a trigger to point out that Michael Dodds's horses were coming back to real form. He's got a big chance, and Paul Mulrennan at Ayr, you know, or at any northern track, but he has a very good strike rate at Ayr. And I think Barwell will go particularly well in this contest. We have, however, a number of other sort of tough old horses in this contest. Mike Smith's got Gwarn, for example. I do think Gwarn is now perhaps in the grip of the handicapper. Testarossa is in this field as well. If you wanted a tough air specialist, go no further than James Goldie's horse. Jovial Jim has had a lot of success with Testarossa at air. I thought ran pretty decently last time out, actually. Well down the field, according to numerals, but was only beaten about four and a bit lengths. And it was a Class 2 event. So he could go fairly well. But I think Barwell will go pretty decently. I'm, however, going on a limb myself in this race, Sam. I'm going for the top one, Royal Regent.
Yep.
He's got 10 stone. Sammy Joe Bell takes 3 off. There have been one or two horses winning under big weights at Ayr recently. And Royal Regent ran easily his best race last time out. He was a really good third to Komodo and Lucent Dream and not beaten far. He likes Ayr. And I think, despite the fact he's got top weight, he's got a good each-way chance at a price.
Royal Regent, then, the selection for joining the 4:40 at Ayr. We go on to the evening action now at Beverley, starting with the 6:55, which is a sprint handicap, a Class 5 event. And we've got 14 runners at the time recording taking their chance in here. Absolutely littered with course and distance form this race, John, as you might expect. Where did you end up going?
Yes. Why, oh why, I can hear listeners say, does Budden go for this ridiculously competitive and minefield race? But it's one I really like. I think we're going to have a lot of front runners in this race, and there's going to be a tremendous pace on. For example, there's little doubt the Bronze Bow will make the early running. Now, Kirsten Stubbs is a really quite veteran sprinter, has been running tremendously well this season, not winning that enormous number of races, but constantly in the frame, and has got an excellent draw for a front runner, drawn one. And if he gets, as he normally does, a really quick start, I think Bronze Bow is going to be difficult to beat. Ran well at Hamilton last time out, as he normally does. And drawn next door to him is Jack Louis. Now, I've been following Jack Louis for a number of occasions so far this season, without that much of a success, although he's hardly ever been out of the first four. He was fourth at Carlisle last time out. Actually, he was a bit unlucky. He got into trouble round about the 2 furlong marker, lost his position, and then ran on really strongly in the closing stages to finish fourth and gaining ground on the leaders. And I thought he'd go pretty well, Jack Louis, from a number two draw. You should always, I suppose, Sam, have one or two from the other side. And good old Flash City is drawn 14 of 14. But Ruth Carr's horses are in great style, great shape. And this horse tends to come late. And I wouldn't be that surprised to see him in the shake-up. And the same could be said of One Boy, who's been knocking at the door, and Paul Midgley's horses are running really well at the moment. That's a splendid handicap, this. I'm going to go with Jack Louis.
Jack Louis, then, for John, gets the vote in the 6:55 at Beverley. We'll stay at Beverley, then, for their feature race of the night. The 7:55 is a 7 furlong handicap. 12 runners to go at this time. Who's caught your eye here, John?
Well, about four of them have. I'm very interested with the top one, Russian Soul, Sam, because Jamie Osborne sending horses up to Beverley doesn't do that very often, and ran extremely decently at Epsom in a race that was certainly as good as this one, if not a little bit better. This is a £10,000 race. It's good to see Beverley with that kind of prize money on a Monday evening. And as I say, ran pretty well behind Pastoral Player at Epsom. So Jamie Osborne's horse needs to be watched, particularly if there is money in the market for that one. And then we've got St. Equiano, who could go pretty well for Keith Dalgleish and Philip Makin. I like Philip Makin riding for the Dalgleish stable. He's got a very good record. He's not riding as much as he has done for the yard this summer, but the strike rate's pretty good, and St. Equiano won quite well at Carlisle last time out. And then we've got Talent Scout, the Tutty horse, who's very much a Beverly specialist, but has had two wins, beaten last time out. I think probably needs a bit of a rest, but you never know. He could make them all go from the front. I'm going to go with Sovereign Bounty as my selection in this race. Jed O'Keefe is in tremendous form, and this horse, Sovereign Bounty, has got a touch of class, and ran particularly well at Doncaster on the penultimate, and not disgraced last time out either. With the stable in tremendous nick, I'm going to go for Sovereign Bounty.
Sovereign Bounty, then, the call for John, and that's 7:55 at Beverley. Thank you very much for that, John, as ever. Just give us a little recap, if you would, of your four selections for Monday's racing.
Yeah, well, in the 3:55 over the jumps at Cartmel, I hope the ground won't be too soft. I'm going for Flying Eagle. In the 4:40 at Ayr, out on a limb slightly with the top weight Royal Regent, and then two at Beverley, old favourite in the 5 furlong Minefield at 6:55. That's Jack Louis, and I do think that Sovereign Bounty has got a fair chance of lifting the feature race at 7:55.
Brilliant stuff. There we are, the thoughts of John Budden ahead of Monday's racing. You can hear it all live from 1:45 p.m. on Racing Radio. Thank you for that, John. Best of luck, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.